Well, I'm not sure I'd want Larry Craig's seat. Ew. I'm using my handheld and with my wide stance.
And it's working.
Yes.
I can hold it
there. Well, he's just using his handheld.
I can hold it for you.
No, thank you very much. You don't have any toilet tissue in there, do you? Sarataka Sui. Yeah, and Milwaukee is always saying that. Boise, if you say Boise, people, you know, correct you. Milwaukee, people have been saying it wrong for years. They actually pronounce it as if it were Milwaukee, which it is not. But we don't correct them. Or West Wisconsin. People always say there's an East Wisconsin. Well, as far as I know, there isn't.
There's
but
not.
There could be. It's a possibility. We're here in Idaho's beautiful capital city, where the capital, like the great cathedrals of Europe, remains unfinished. Could take thousands of years, actually, like many of those cathedrals did, to finish. Unless the plastic windows are permanent, that's a possibility. You know, I see your capital with plastic windows, and that sends a message to the electorate. Where the part-time legislators cram a year's worth of damage into only 3 months. You got to squeeze all the deals into a 12-week feeding frenzy at Lekuona down there and hope for the best. Boise actually is Homeland Security's top 10 at-risk cities because all the dog poop in the foothills makes evacuation almost impossible. Except for the dogs, obviously. They find evacuation very possible. Home of Boise State U. Whose motto is Splendor Sine Smurfasu, or Splendor in the Blue Grass. You no longer have to be Episcopalian, as a matter of fact, but it doesn't hurt. As you know, there's the Broncos have demonstrated perhaps the only example of a Statue of Liberty play that actually worked. In all the years that that has been tried, I don't think it has ever worked. There was that Don Ameche movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or Alan. It was Don Ameche playing Alan Ameche.
Playing Alan
like
Ameche.
That. Yeah. And, you know, that was the only place we've seen it. It worked in the movie, but that was a movie. Of course, you know, the blue ball blends into the turf. The BSU Pavilion, now the Think Outside the Bun Arena. That's their chihuahua you see running around the foothills there, Luce. Fortunately, they resisted the overtures of the 1,000 Flushes people to rename the stadium. You know, the blue and the 1,000 Flushes. Potential 1,000 Flushes Bowl is not a good thing. Home of the Humanitarian Bowl, where humanitarians duke it out until only one humanitarian is left standing. It's a humanitarian elimination kind of thing.
Exactly.
Boise State has come a long way from the Basque sheep ranch, started out as. It was, of course, it was a sheep ranch and boarding house originally. As the Albertson Library, you know, is the only library anywhere with fresh produce. Campus right now, it's 5.4 females. I checked this out for some reason, don't ask me why. 5.4 females for every 4.6 males, which means there's a 0.8 of a guy. 0.8 of a guy getting nothing. Zilch. I think he's here. I can see that. The governor's mansion, the potential governor's mansion, the guy there actually went and looked at it. I was kind of pricing it, really. Very nice, except too much lawn for me. Yeah. Too much lawn. I don't really care for the lawn decoration they got there. I don't know what that was. It really looks more like a Playboy mansion than a governor's mansion, you know, if you think about it, which would have been all right when Governor Otter was Mr. Tight Jeans, you know. Then give him a Playboy mansion. A potato magnet, that's J.R. Simplot's house, the potato magnet, gave the place to the state with a stipulation that his daughter Gay came with it. So take the house, you take Gay as well, and... And, of course, that's the governor's ex-wife, so he's a very forgiving ex-father-in-law, we can say that. A little hard for the current Mrs. Otter, Lori, to swallow, of course. Probably just end up renting it out for tight jeans contests. And fly a big Levi's flag there. Idaho, actually, the history of it, Idaho was settled by the Simplot tribe 15,000 years ago. They have discovered flint potato peelers on Camelback. After removal of the Shoshone, a diverse group of Northern Europeans, Jews, Chinese, and blacks remained. After removal of the Northern Europeans, Jews, Chinese, and blacks, Basques and Mormons remained. And there it stands. And some Episcopalians, apparently. By right, so everything from Oregon through the Dakotas should be in potatoes. You know, they took it all from you, really. And I say, they should all be famous potatoes now, all this land. And it will be the homeland once again when it's restored, I think. So. Idaho, Shoshone for get your white butts off my bench. Fastest growing state after all the fast growing states, that is. Just a matter of time before the penitentiary goes condo, as you know. Idaho settled by men who heeded the call, there's gold in them there, spuds. Larry, favorite son, Craig, of course, also known as, what are you doing in there, Craig? Giving up his seat, pretty hard to budge him with that wide stance. Been there a long time, so people thought he must have fallen in or something. They don't know nothing. Probably wouldn't have moved at all if he didn't run out of paper, but it's great. It is great to be here. Thank you so much for having us. Boise, you rock. It's a beautiful town. And if anybody told me I'd be here for the rooster tail at the Lucky Peak Dam, I wouldn't have known what they were talking about just a few short days ago. And now, of course, it's time for all the Boise and Idaho news that isn't, including incentives for the $2 billion uranium plant, bring taxes down to the same as a double-wide in Nampa. The inmate serving time for possession with intent to deliver goes out on delivery. Army Corps of Engineers decides to break the 100-year flood into 10-year floods. And yet, with water control, Shoshone Falls now rivals Cedar Falls. Total. Yeah, flowage we're talking about. The only guy to celebrate No Pants Day in Boise is the one guy who needs the pants most of all, of course. Boise's big old hole receives historical landmark protection. Now they can't do anything with it. It's got to stay exactly the same. Former Idaho Governor and Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne, willing to trade polar bears for debt retirement. Boise, big old hole to be used as a subterranean trailer park. That's one solution. Just push them in there. That's what you do. The University of Idaho changes its slogan from no fences to not that Moscow. Because here we have Idaho, for gosh sakes. What are you thinking? Boise State President Bob Kustra, named most influential. You need something. See Bob. Boise Mayor Dave Beter to be part of a mating pair to repopulate Idaho with Democrats. So we're seeing that's going to... He's the male. Now we're looking for a female, a Democratic female. If you know of one, let the mayor know. The City Council of Boise has cut the Ten Commandments to 5 recommendations. Gone are coveting other gods, honoring parents, that's a losing battle anyway, idols, and closed Republican primaries, which I don't think actually was in the original Ten Commandments. The etching of the giant penis and the Simplot lawn to become an annual event. After another car chase on the streets of Idaho Falls, officials to reconsider naming Tiebreaker Road. They call it Getaway Boulevard now. Pac-10 loses another team, Boise State to wrestle itself. There's absolutely no way to get from Nampa to Meridian, so don't try. Quakers in Greenleaf reportedly very happy with their guns. Of course, they call them friendly persuasion, you may have seen. And the police say a man driving a motorhome erratically down Broadway in Boise was attempting to pop Sudafeds from the foil pack at the wheel. And finally, new foothill regulations require dog owners themselves to be leashed, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the Boise and Idaho news. That is it. Thank you, and good morning.